everybody. It's Julie with Hepzibah Talks a Lot. I actually expect this segment or this podcast to be relatively short. Even though I say that a lot, I actually mean it this time. I've been thinking about a couple things, but the main thing I've been thinking about, and I've kind of been aware of it somewhat as I've been in this social distancing, working from home, living halfway across the world situation since coronavirus hit the shores of China, which is where it originated, so I'm not pretending like, you know, it hit our shores like it's hitting all the other shores, but briefly, like, as people will know, like, when coronavirus first hit Wuhan in December, nothing was really being heard about it, and we're not going to get into politics and all the what should have and could have and would have happened, and life was going on in our world just pretty normally. I mean, contracts were ending, people were going home, Chinese New Year was about to start, everybody was looking forward to that. I met a lot of resistance in my planning to be able to travel. I firmly believe that that in large part was God just keeping me here, so I didn't encounter any of the situations I possibly could have encountered. I do regret not traveling, but at the same time, a lot of things shut down, like days I would have gotten there. I was going to go to Tokyo originally and visit the Disney parks, and I think those shut down a little bit later, but I couldn't get it to work out. And so I was like, well, you know what, maybe I'll just, for the last week of Chinese New Year, I'll do Hong Kong and do Hong Kong Disneyland and just, you know, do that for a few days. And I was literally about to book it. I was sitting in Starbucks at a Disney town here in Shanghai, and I was about to book my flight, and I'd looked at the hotel, and I was just sitting there, and I was thinking to myself, you know, something doesn't feel right about it. Like, it just, it didn't feel right, and I couldn't quite put my finger on why. So I was like, eh, never mind. So I canceled that, and literally, I would have arrived there on Saturday, and that was literally the day that the Disney park closed in Hong Kong. So I would have gotten there, and granted, I would have been able to stay in the Disney hotel still. They may have discounted my room a little bit. I didn't have to buy park tickets, so I wouldn't have been out of money there. But I would have been in Hong Kong, hanging out at the Disneyland or the Disney hotel, which is not a big hairy deal because I love Hong Kong Disneyland. I love the hotel. I stay at Explorers Lodge. If you want to know which hotel, they have the Hollywood Hotel, Explorers Lodge, and the Disneyland Hotel or something. I don't know what the last one's called. Sorry. So the Explorers Lodge is like the middle price. So if you're thinking about like California, you've got Paradise Pier, the Disneyland Hotel, and California, the Grand Californian. The Explorers Lodge is like the Disneyland Hotel there. So you have like the Hollywood is the highest priced one. Oh no, that's the, I don't even know. Sorry. I should know this stuff. Don't listen to me. Do your research and then you'll know. But I recommend Explorers Lodge. When I went a while back, the first time we went, Kaylee and I, we went and we went to visit both the other hotels, and I really liked Explorers Lodge. I think if I was going to pick another hotel to stay at, if like Explorers Lodge wasn't going to work out, it would be the Hollywood Hotel. But I digress, because that has nothing to do with anything. I would have been able to stay in Explorers Lodge and enjoyed myself, because they do crafts there. They have really great restaurants there. They have a store there. All three hotels are within walking distance of each other, so I could have visited the other hotels, visited their stores, because all the stores have a little bit of a difference to them. Hung out in their, because if you're staying as a guest in one of the Disney hotels, you get to utilize the pools at all the hotels. It's just amazing. Hong Kong is an amazing situation. In regards to like the Disney parks, the second time Kaylee and I went, we didn't go into Hong Kong because they were having their protests and whatnot. I'd really like to see the city, so I'd like to, before I leave China, I don't know if that's gonna happen, see the city of Hong Kong at some point. But there's so many places I want to go, people. This coronavirus is just screwing up my plans like beyond belief, and I know they're like, there's a lot more to it than just my plans, just letting you know. So my goals for this year were to travel and really get places in. Like, I was going to go to Harbin. I wanted to go to India. I thought of visiting Moscow, but I don't know if I'd actually do that. But I definitely wanted to go into India and see the Taj Mahal. I wanted to go to Harbin, which is really close to Russia. I might have headed into Thailand. I don't really know. Definitely was going to go to Japan. I was going to do Hong Kong at least two more times, once in April and once in October. And all of this stuff is just not happening. I plan to not isolate myself because I'm really good at self-isolating. I'm an omnivert, which means that I thrive being an introvert and I thrive being an extrovert. Like, I could do either one. Just whatever. But I had so many plans for this year, and then coronavirus just demolished everything. And I had to ask God a few times. I'm like, you had me stay in China another year? Because I know beyond a doubt that he's had me stay this other year. And essentially, I'm more of an introvert. I'm more isolated. I'm not traveling anywhere. And all this stuff. I can see a lot of the other things. Like, if I had gone back to the States and had started with a state job, I very well could have lost my retirement. I think there would have been quite a bit of a fight to it, but if they started to lay off employees, I would have been probationary when all of this hit. And if they had to lay employees off, I would have been one of the ones to go, and I could have lost my retirement. I mean, there's a lot of things that could have happened if I had gone stateside that would have been detrimental. I don't think that's why God did it, because I trust him and he would have protected no matter what. Like I said, I probably would have had grounds for my retirement to at least be protected, if nothing else. Because it wouldn't have been that I was fired for, you know, other reasons, and it wouldn't have been that I quit. So I think I would have possibly been able to keep the retirement. But still, there would have just been all this up in the air stuff, all this chaos, all this craziness. And how well would have things worked out? I don't know. I'd always planned to stay in China 2 years, so it's not really that big of a hairy deal that, you know, whatever's happening. But here's the deal. So, during these months, so America's losing their mind right now, and for good reason in a lot of situations, because there's a lot of people out of work. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of businesses have been forced to close permanently. Companies, big and small, are just bleeding money. And it's a legitimate economic situation there. There's also legitimate numbers of deaths. And I think the thing is, with people demanding the lockdown or, you know, the social distancing, the quarantines, all of that just stopping, they're kind of like not honoring all the people that have died from this and all the people still struggling with it, still infected, that could still possibly die. The numbers are huge, not just in America, but everywhere. And I mean, we're having cases springing back up in China now that's starting to freak. Wuhan just had another thing happen just like recently. So things are like not quite settled here, and yet they're settled. Shanghai feels like it's almost untouchable. Like, I feel like, granted, we've been through a quarantine. We go through quarantines here. We've been through social distancing. There have been a few deaths here in Shanghai. There's been a few cases. But literally, when you look at how many people live in Shanghai and how many cases we've had, it's like nothing. Like a drop in the bucket. Like, it's like Shanghai's almost had like a protective bubble around it. It's pretty intense to think about it. Actually, a lot of China has. If you look outside the major outbreak areas, most of China has been relatively okay. It's pretty crazy to look at the numbers. But what I want to talk about, as I've rambled for 9 minutes, is the mental effects of this situation. And it isn't like glaringly obvious. Now, first, I'm going to say, as any of you that listen to my podcast know, I'm a Christian. So, I'm not going to say I can face anything, but I can face anything. I trust God. Like, I can't explain it to a person that isn't Christian, or a person that doesn't, even as a Christian, can't just trust God, but I just trust God. It's going to be fine, one way or the other. Does that mean that I don't struggle with moments of fear, anxiety, stress? Of course not. Those come because I'm human. and I'm not immune to those kind of feelings. It's just, I just, all in all, I'm just like, I trust you, God. I know everything's gonna be fine, you know? But the real thing is, like, I was thinking about that, like, the last couple of, like, maybe the last month, I'm not gonna say every day, but quite a bit, I think about how, like, it's weird. I don't even know how to put it. I want to say, like, life is pointless, because it isn't. I'm not depressed. I'm not struggling with, like, depression. But it's more like a feeling of, like, apathy toward it. And not even, like, I'm looking around it, and I'm like, but why does it even matter? Like, why does any of this matter? Like, yeah, I'm getting a college degree, but why does that matter? I'm earning a paycheck, but why does that matter? You know what I mean? Like things just don't have a purpose. They don't have a point. But at the same time, I know they do. So it's not like I'm sitting here going, nothing matters, and I'm crying in my soup. It's just, it's really strange to hit these moments of, like, apathy and just, it's like a, it's weird, because, like, apathy bordering on panic. It's the strangest feeling ever. So I was thinking about that today, and I'm like, what is up with that, God? Because, like, it'll enter my brain, I don't want to say every day, but I'm going to say, like, most days, I'm sitting there and I'm feeling that. Like, did I feel that this morning? I might have. I don't know. Like, I'm thinking about, like, where I'm going to go in a year. Like, if I'm going to be staying here another year, which the way that this year has gone, it's almost like a guarantee that I'm going to stay in China one more year. And the only reason I'm saying that is because, okay, there's two reasons. One, I'm going to get, if I re-sign, okay, I've already re-signed for a year. So when I finish this year, that'll be the end of December. So that means the end of December, I should get my base salary again on top of my other check, which means I'll get like a really big check in December, which is a check I was going to use to like finalize all my stuff to go home. If I re-sign again, I will get that big check in December and get another big check in January. So essentially what would happen is I'd use the big check in December to move, because I have no intention of staying in this apartment another year. It's just too far from downtown. So I would essentially use that money that I would get, it's not going to cost me that much, but you just got to plan for that, to move. And then like in January, I would just like book my travel for the rest of that year. I would book my plane tickets and my hotel, and I would map out the rest of my, I would just map out a year of travel and I have everything prepaid. It would wipe that money out big time, but everything would be paid. And all I would have to do is have spending money to get there. My flights would be covered, my hotel would be covered, and I just have to go. And then I could turn all my dates into my boss and be like, here's when I'm doing this, here's when I'm doing this, here's when I'm doing this. And then for Chinese New Year, I would go either on a, it would either go and meet my mom in like New Mexico, and then we could just cruise and do stuff in the US, or we'd go on a cruise, which is kind of what I'm leaning toward, but I don't know if I can make that happen in the next, I'd have to start paying for it like next couple months and get it paid off. But I mean, it would be awesome for us to do like a 7 or 10 day cruise. You know, like I fly home and I use my contract break and we cruise. How cool would that be? And I'd be a Disney employee. So I would get my like Disney cruise discount. I would get like Disney park tickets we'd get in for free. I'd have Disney park discount everywhere. I'd be able to see Kaylee because she lives in Florida. So I'd be able to like be like, hey, Kaylee, let's go to the park. I've got my tickets, you know. So it would be like really cool to be able to like figure all that jazz out. I really, as much as I'm hating to say it, but I really see myself living in China for another year. And of course the other, I just talked about the money, but the other positive would be that spending that money to travel. I would travel. I would go somewhere at least once a month, and a big trip once every 2 or 3 months. But I would do like day trips, probably twice a month. I would do like, there's this awesome place. They're doing a trip now in June. If like I was sure of travel and I wouldn't have to do a 14-day quarantine and all that, I would legit look into doing that, because that place looks flipping amazing. And right now we're at the point that, depending how the schedule looks, I could possibly do it without even taking time off, because I could still teach my class as long as I have Wi-Fi and working from home. So But I more than likely would take time off because you don't want to run into any problems. And I would be open with them. I'd be like, I won't be in Shanghai, but I can still teach my classes if you're okay with that. I wouldn't, like, try to lie about it. So at this juncture, and it fluctuates, guys, it's like from day to day. Like, at this juncture, I really see myself living in China another year. I really do. Because I feel like this year was like a gimme year. Like, this year was like a wasted year. And it's not over yet. Like, I'm still planning to travel in October. I'm still planning to squeeze Tokyo and Hong Kong in, but if something happens... So Shanghai Park reopened. I'm probably going to go the beginning of June. End of May, beginning of June, I'm going to buy an annual pass again. So I'll just go buy that and hopefully I can get in that day. I don't know. But if I can't, then I'll hang out at Disney Town and then I'll figure out how to make reservations to go in, because you have to reserve right now because they're at 50% capacity. I'd really like to go in when they're at 50% capacity because that's pretty empty. So I'd love to be able to go in for that. I tried this week and I just wasn't happening, but that's fine. And I didn't want to buy a ticket because I'm like, that's stupid. I have an annual pass and I have free tickets. Why would I pay for a ticket just to go in? That's, to me, that's just lunacy. I'm not doing that. But anyway, so talking about mental health, and then I'm going to wrap this podcast up. But when I was thinking about, I'm all over the place, guys. And why am I all over the place? Because I don't have anyone to talk to. Like, it's very rare. I've been hanging out with an LP at my work. Her name's Kathy. We've hung out a few times, and that's been great. And that's really saved my bacon, you know. But I live alone. I talk to my cats and my dogs. I talk to myself. I'm very entertaining. And when I do podcasts or videos, I ramble because I have no one else to talk to, and I feel like this is where I can unload everything. So thank you for listening, and, you know, all the good stuff. But when I was thinking about that today, like, why do I get these moments of, like, apathy? Like, straight up, like, why, what is the point of all this? Who cares? Why does this even matter? And it occurred to me that it is this. Like, I didn't realize that this isolation and this social distancing and all this was this devastating. I didn't realize it was doing that. I think if I lived closer to either my work or downtown, it would be different because I would do more. I live so far from things that I'm just, and it's not like it's far, but it's like a 15 to 20 minute scooter ride to do any of the things, like to do Starbucks. The closest Starbucks to me are about 15, 20 minutes away. The closest Miniso, Daiso, all of those are all, you know, 15, 20 minutes away or further. My work and that Starbucks is 45 minutes or longer away. Anywhere else is an hour or more away. And that's by Didi or Metro. Either one. It doesn't matter. I've been using Didi's a lot, and I've got to get away from that because that's a lot of money I've just been guzzling down. And even when I think I should just take the Metro, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. Sometimes there's a good reason why. Other times it's just because I just don't want to. So I will definitely move closer. And if I do that, then my scooter will be able to take me a lot further. So I'll either move to, like, the same basic area where Kaylee and I lived, which is near line 3, 4, and 11, or I'll move somewhere near my work. I want to be close to line 11 is my biggest concern. And the reason why is because that's the one that gets you to Disney. And I'd rather be able to just jump on that Metro and get straight to Disney than have to transfer. And the same thing on the route back. Do I go to Disney enough for that to matter? No. But that's my other goal for this year. Now that Disney is reopening and I get an annual pass, my goal is to actually go to Disney more. The trick is not to spend money when I'm there. So I have to, like, budget my life. But I really want to go with my camera, which I've said so many times, and, like, really focus on photography in whatever ways that would look like. So I want to try to improve my photography skills. So I might try to enlist people to go with me so I can do photo shoots and stuff. But we'll figure it out. I don't know. It is what it is. My point, and the point of this podcast, is please be careful about your mental health, guys. This is no joke. I think if I didn't have God and just have this outright, blatant, blind trust in Him that He's legit, I know He's got me, and my life isn't perfect, and I'm living on a cursed planet as a sinful person, and so I'm gonna face things, and I'm not an idiot. I have meltdowns. I had one just yesterday about a college assignment, because I always have meltdowns about my college assignments. But I powered through it, and I did it, because God's like, really? You could just, you know, do this and be done with it instead of throwing a hissy fit. I love to throw hissy fits with God, because I can have a total breakdown, and it doesn't change how much he loves me. He just lets me do it, and then eventually he's like, all right, you done? You want to get up off the floor and actually do what you're supposed to do and move on? Yes, Lord, that is what I will do. But honestly, guys, like, especially if you don't have God, you need to take care of your mental health. And I know I kind of laughed, and you're sitting there like, eh, you know, but the only one that gets me through my days ever is God. Even when I'm not focused on him, and I'm really far from him, and I'm doing my own thing, he's still there. He's still watching out for me. I'm not saying that you just should just do whatever you want, because that's not what Christianity is. But I'm just saying, like, even on my worst possible day and my worst possible moment, in the midst of my worst possible failings, he's there. And his love has not lessened or wavered. And I can just trust that even when he sees me have a total meltdown like a 2-year-old, that no one else can see that. He's just like, he just sits there and lets me throw my fit, which is what parents should do. Just let your kid throw the fit and be like, are you done? Because you're not getting your way. You're just ready to clean the snot off your face and get rid of all that pent up, you know, I just made myself feel horrible stuff, and do what you're supposed to do anyway, because you're not getting your way just because you threw a fit. But the love never changes, and I'm able to just keep going. But I feel like I didn't realize my mental health was taking the hit it was taking. I'm very self-aware. So when this hit me today and I was like, oh, this is like a detrimental thing from being isolated for so long and working from home for so long. And at this point, folks, there's no end in sight for us either. Like, I know people are starting to, like, lift off the restrictions and whatnot. I'm sitting here like, there is no end in sight for us yet. Like, we're still working from home. Guys, it's May. Like, we had Chinese New Year at the end of January, the last 2 weeks of January. Supposed to be back in the center at the beginning of February. And, no. And then they finally were going to have us go back in the centers at the beginning of April or the end of March. I don't remember. Maybe it's the beginning of March. No, that's too soon. Beginning of April. We started working from home in March. We went back into our centers at the beginning of April, and that ended because another outbreak happened somewhere else, and now we're just working from home again with no end in sight. And, I would never in a million years have seen myself in this position. Ever. Just take care of your mental health. And reach out to a pastor if you want to know more about Jesus, and you want to know what it's like to actually have God and have that assurance that everything's fine, one way or the other, whatever happens. Talk to a pastor, and they'll let you know what that's like. It's hard to describe to a person that doesn't experience it. And unfortunately, there's Christians that don't experience it either. It's just knowing that it's going to be okay no matter what. That actually gets me through my life. But you still have to protect your mental health. I may not be depressed, and I do have days where I'm down, don't get me wrong. I may not be depressed and full of anxiety and full of fear and all this stuff, but my mental health still needs to be taken care of. So I'm really excited that my semester is wrapping up now. It ends this week. So now I can start doing artistic things, and I feel like I feel healthier when I'm drawing or painting or sewing or whatever. So I'm looking forward to being able to do all that. Take care of yourself, friends. We'll get through this. It's gonna end sooner or later. But until then, be safe and be smart.
Hello, everybody. It's Julie with Hephzibah Talks a Lot. I'm just going to take 1 second Okay, maybe a little longer. To talk to you about writing.com. Now, I'm not doing this for any money or anything. I'm just letting you know about a great supportive community that I think it would be great for you to join. Writing.com has been around for a long time. They actually started out as stories.com, and I stumbled on them when I was a lot younger and joined, and eventually they got too big for that domain and became writing.com in order to encompass more than just storytelling. This website is amazing. It is a community of writers and readers. So if you're not a writer but you love to read, join writing.com. If you don't really read a lot because you're so busy but you love to write, join writing.com. If you're a little bit of both, join writing.com. It's an amazing community. Now you can get a free account and then they have paid memberships. I currently just do the second tier, the upgraded membership, and it allows me to have more items in my portfolio. I love to pay to have a membership because I love to support writing.com. That's the main reason that I pay to keep my membership updated and current. But I just wanted to have an advertisement about writing.com. Once again, not for any monetary gain. It's not even an official one. They won't even know I'm doing it. But I just want to encourage people to go and join writing.com. It is truly a place that has helped me develop as a writer. It has helped me be encouraged. And I have met people there that have been my friends through the distance online and have supported me and offered me advice with my writing and have been there with me or for me as I've made these transitions to China and other locations. So once again, writing.com, writing.com. Join today.
It's Julie with Hepzibah Talks a Lot, and I'm just going to briefly talk to you about Simply Piano. Now, you can play Simply Piano for free, but you won't go very far in your levels with that. If you dabble in Simply Piano and find you really like it, then I highly recommend you upgrade. You will not regret it. As you upgrade, you are able to go through more levels. I am currently on Essentials 2, and I am working my way through learning the left hand along with the right hand. So once you start moving through your levels, you're able to unlock sheet music. They have 5-minute practices you get to do during the day, and you also unlock songs. So the song I just played was one that I've learned the left hand and right hand for at a very simplistic level, but I only like to play the right hand with that one. One of my favorite songs to do is George Michael, Careless Whisper, Simplified. And so to round out this lovely ad, just to show you what it's like to play one of the songs on Simply Piano, I'm going to go ahead and play that for you. Just know that I am still learning. I love Simply Piano. You can download it on Android through Google Play. I'm pretty sure they exist in the iStore, the Apple Store as well. Thank you. And there you go. So if you liked what you heard, which you may or may not have, but please give Simply Piano a try and send me an email, htal.podcast@gmail.com, and let me know what you think.